Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
James chapter 1, 23, I think, it says, the word of God is like a mirror. How many of us this morning, especially our ladies, have not mirrored yourself in the word? I know the guys don't care. How many? Don't worry, numbers already. Hallelujah. So it's always important for us to see ourselves as we go out, or to go out, to see ourselves in the mirror. And in the book of James chapter 1, 23, it says the word of God is the mirror. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As we'll be looking at the book of Matthew this evening, the book of Matthew chapter 13. Can we open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 13? I continue. I want to appreciate the set man in the house, Pastor Gbenga, for the opportunity to bless the people of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we appreciate Pastor Gbenga? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 1. Let's start from verse number 1. All right. Do we have it? Matthew 13. Okay. I read from here. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into the ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parable. Hallelujah. I really want us to follow me. I want you to follow me closely. When verse 3, and he spake many things to them in parable, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowl came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much heat, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of heat. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Hallelujah. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and shook them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parable? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Like I said, I want you to join in with me this evening. In this passage, Jesus spoke to the multitude. All right? So, can we say it's a church? The multitude spoke to a large crowd. A church, right? But I saw something there in that story. I saw two groups in that multitude. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, what I saw two groups. I saw them groups and you groups, according to the Bible. Hallelujah. Verse number 11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them. Hallelujah. So, like I said, we have two groups. Them group, you group. Praise God. So, this evening, which group do you belong to in the church? It's a question I want you to answer within yourself. Which group, many times, Pastor Benga, we preach the word, we even prophesy. Hallelujah. So, is it them group? Is it you group? Do you hear parables? Or you hear the mystery, the meaning of the parable? Or the meaning of the preaching? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it's very important. So each time we gather as believers, it's important to consider the group you are. And I want to believe that people that are here this evening, they are the you group. Hallelujah. Because you are here to learn God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So to others, they were hearing parable. They couldn't understand the meaning of the parable. Hallelujah. But to the disciples, they were able to know the mystery of the parable. All right. And I want to believe also that many of us have farmed before. Wow, this is Lagos. I thought I'm in the Iluoke. Hallelujah. Iluoke is how do we say it in Iluoke? I don't know. Okay, maybe Ilesha, Akure, they are the Iluokes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because in Lagos, you can't even have the land to farm. Some kids think yam, you have to plug yam. Hallelujah. It's serious. So it's good that as your children is growing, you tell them that this is yamo. It's planted inside the ground. Hallelujah. All right. So, have you ever farmed before? All right. So, Jesus is talking about seed. Seed is very important to a farmer. Seed is very, very important to a farmer, especially when you are in the season of that seed. All right, I think right now we are, okay, what is happening now? I think maize, you can plant maize now. Am I right? Sorry, I'm not a farmer, I'm just trying to. They are vesting, but you can also plant it. Because it's raining, right? Oh, okay. That's past. Hallelujah. So, seed is very important to a farmer. So, as believers, you don't joke with seed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As a believer, and what is seed? Hallelujah. Can I have a chorus answer? What is seed? The word of God. Do we know, or we are just saying that for the first time? Seed is the word of God. So you don't joke with seed, especially during that season that you should plant it. Hallelujah. So each time we come and gather, as the pastor stands to preach the word, he's casting seed. Hallelujah. Is casting seed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, follow me. So, in this passage, we have four different kinds of field or soil. Right? We have four different kinds of soil. Okay? So, also, I want us to look at, as we go, we look at condition to be a good field or to be a good soil. What is the condition? What is it required for a land to be a good soil or a good field? So that when you plant, it will grow and germinate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to bring to your attention, no matter how good is the seed, what if the field is bad? no matter how good is the seed, and we know this, the word of God is the seed we are talking about. So it's always good. There's no joke about that. It's always good. But the variable is the field, is the soil. Hallelujah. We're going to look at it. What is seed and what is the soil according to the scripture? So meaning of seed and soil according to the scripture. So what is seed? What is seed? All right, let's go to the book of Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Luke 8, 11. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of... Can we see it? So, the meaning of the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. All right? So, why the seed is the word of God? Is because the seed has life, has potential to grow. Right? Has potential to grow. Are we following? So, the word of God has life. We've seen this in this church, whereby the word of God happens so quickly, especially the word of prophecy. So, word of God has life. So, each time we are opportune to listen, especially with God's servant, he's casting seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let me balance the seed and the soil. Okay, so what is field? I want us to look at it. What is field according to the God's word? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. Okay, can I have NIV? NIV, let's see. Okay, now, for you are co-worker in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. Hallelujah. So when the Bible is talking about field, it's talking about what? It's talking about you. Hallelujah. So, the field in that parable is you. The seed is the word of God. Hallelujah. All right. And you remember what Jesus said in the book of John chapter 6, verse 63. John 63, he said, the spirit gives life. The flesh can't for nothing. The word I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit and life. Okay? King James, please. King James. Okay? For it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words, the seed that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So, seed has potential. Has life in it. That's the take home now. Seed has life. Alright? Seed has what? Life. So when you plant seed, what do you expect? It will germinate. So if you don't have seed, no growth. Hallelujah. So we are not just being religious of coming to church. We are coming to church for a purpose. We are not just coming to church for every Sunday and every Tuesday. No. There's something in you that need the word of God. Once that thing gets in contact with the word of God, something begins to happen in your life. That is why we come to church every day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You remember even Jesus spent over 3 years with disciples. Look at the outcome. Hallelujah. Are we together? So according to this scripture, we are looking at four soil, 4 feet, four kinds of soil. Okay? Let's go to the first one, the path. Path. Matthew chapter 13, verse 4. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 4. The path. Alright? And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Hallelujah. You know, I struggle with this part. Okay. Can you give me another one for part? You know, sometimes I want to understand something. I translate in my mother tongue. Oju onna. The seed did not fall on the feed or on the right place. It fell on the path. So I was curious, so I checked the meaning of that path. So I saw, this is what I saw. Roadside. Walkway. Footpath. Wayside. Trodden ground. Hardened ground. Hardened soil. So the soil or the ground is not prepared. It's not tilled. You know, Pastor, many times I've talked about this. Your attitude, your position to hear the word is paramount. Hallelujah. So just imagine that you have a garden and you spread the seed and some seed fell along the path. Hallelujah. Most likely it will come up, but it will not do well like the one you put in the field, in the garden, right? Because people just come and walk their way. Sometimes they step on it. Hallelujah. And don't forget that the field, the soil, is your heart. So each time you hear the word of God, your heart will determine the fruit, not the word of God. My heart will determine the fruit. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So the path, like I said, roadside, walkway, footpath. So it's not a prepared heart. It's not a prepared heart. Or should I say it's a religious heart? Let's go to church. You are not determined that I'm going to church, I'm going to service to meet God. Imagine if we are opportune to have the governor in this auditorium. How would people be? People will arrange themselves. They will be more organized, right? Hallelujah. So the Bible said, birds came and take away the seed that is planted on the path. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I want you to start to unveil yourself and begin to look at yourself. Do I really prepare my heart each time we are in this service? Do I really tilt my heart? Am I prepared enough to receive seed of God's word? Hallelujah. So the evil came, the birds. Don't let me just go here. The birds came and take away the seed. The evil one takes word away because he or she lacks understanding. tilting your heart, preparing your heart to receive God's word is understanding. Knowing that, okay, I'm going in to hear the word of God. Okay, what do I need? I need to have my pad. I need to have a pen. They seem simple. They look simple. But it's understanding. It's understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, the next one. What's the next one, Jesus? The next parable, rock. Matthew chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. Matthew 13, 5 and 6. Rock. All right. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth or of soil. Hallelujah. So the seed was unable to do well because of rocks, right? Stone. So what is stone? What is stone? Stone is your thought that is competing with God's word. Hallelujah. Stone or rock is your own thought that is competing, that is not allowing the seed to penetrate down and to bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. You know, there are many, you know, thoughts in our hearts. When you are hearing certain things, you may not understand, begin to argue, okay, is it true? Is it not true? Hallelujah. And most thoughts might hinder the fruit of that word. Hallelujah. Rock is like seed without life. And it can hinder us from receiving God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just imagine you have a plant that does not penetrate down to get nutrients, right? To get water. What other things? Hallelujah. Sun. All right. So, that means that plant will not do well. Let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter number 1. And let's see if a life, if a crop did not get down into the soil to get nutrient. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the law, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever it does shall prosper. Hallelujah. So this particular plant or tree is able to go down and get water. And according to God's word, water is also word of God. Hallelujah. It's able to get down and get nutrient, and it's able to do well. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. All right, the next one, the third parable, is what? Turning that cannot bear fruit. Okay. Matthew chapter 13. Say Matthew chapter 13, verse 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and shook them. Hallelujah. And shook them. So what shook the word of God in your life? What are the things that compete with the word of God? Hallelujah. So they are worries, shocked by worries of life and deceitfulness of life. There are times when you think more about life, things of this world, what to eat, what to wear, transport fare. Hallelujah. Transport fare in Lagos can do you shege. Hallelujah. Than the word of God. Not that we will not think about them, but will not be engrossed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the tongues shock what? The word of God, the seed. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. You know what? Devil knows most things we don't know when it comes to the word of God. He knows when you have the word of God in your heart. It's always put under, because that is where it belongs. But if he perceives that you don't see the value or the potency of God's word, it will always shock even the one you have. It will take it from you. Hallelujah. So the devil will use different kind of thing that seems seemingly simple. For example, social media. We can be on social media for a long time, but we cannot be in the presence of God and God's word for a long time. It will show what you have. Hallelujah. So tongues shows God's word, the seed that we have from us. Hallelujah. So let's go to the last one. Good soil. Matthew chapter 13, verse 8. Matthew 13, verse 8. Are we there? Okay. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 30, some 60. Go on. He who has ear to hear, let him hear. So, good soil is what? So, what is the condition to have a good soil? What is the condition to have a good soil? I think it's a good question to know. Okay? Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 8, verse 15. Luke 8, verse 15. Conditions to be a good soil or a good field. All right. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Can we have another translation? NIV? But the seed on good soil stand for those with a noble and good heart, who hears the word, retain it, and by preserving produce a crop. Hallelujah. That word is very, very important. Retain. When my word abide in you, let my word to abide in you. Hallelujah. I want you to be rich with God's word. That is the answer. Even to keep your prophecy. You must have God's word to keep your prophecy. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, I think 18, was talking about the elements and all the gadgets. But it said the word of God is the sword of the spirit. It's your weapon. Hallelujah. God's word is your weapon. God's word is your weapon. It's my weapon. It's the only weapon we can use to prevail the devil. Is the only weapon. Is the only weapon. I think somebody quoted, it was Pastor Wumi, say, I've exalted my word more than my name. And the name of the Lord, even the devil trembles. The name of Jesus. So now his word. More higher. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, for you to have a good soil, a good field, you must retain God's word. You must retain God's word. And how do you retain? You must constantly visit it. That's it. You must look at it again, and look at it again, and ask questions. That's the only way to retain God's word. Or, another word, to keep it, to guard it. Hallelujah. Pastor was here some Tuesdays ago. He was giving us a description on how to guard what you have. How to protect. So how do you protect what is precious to you? How do you protect what is precious to you? Especially for we parents that has little kids. How do you protect your kids? Pastor, let us go there. Okay, iPhone 16. Hallelujah. Or somebody at the bus stop took your phone and you are lucky to see the person. What will be your attitude? No, say something. What will be your attitude? First, you first forget you're a Christian. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's precious. Is precious, but word of God is much more precious. The Bible was even telling us, he said it's more precious than refined gold in the book of Proverbs. If any of us should see gold now, I wouldn't know how they do it. I mean, looking at it, you have not changed it, you're a millionaire. The thought that you have real gold, you're a millionaire, you are happy inside, you have joy. Hallelujah. You know, it is only God that gives joy. You have joy. Hallelujah. So it's important for us to retain the word of God. It seems simple, but devil knows better. That's why we fight you. Hallelujah. To retain. I want you to tell yourself, I will retain God's word in my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is it. You must learn to retain God's word because it's your weapon. So I want to encourage you this evening that you should hold on. Hold on to the word of God in season and out of season. Hallelujah. Yeah, you may have different excuses not to read the word. You can play it. You can play the video, audio, notes of the word of God. And plug it in your hair and move. I am not saying you should not study, but use all means to listen to God's word. Because it's your life, it's your weapon. And when you have a weapon, when you're a soldier or you are a police officer, you don't joke with your weapon. Sometimes I see the police or the army. Sometimes the way they carry their weapon, as if they want to shoot. I used to look at them as if they want to shoot. That means they are always alert. They always put their hand to that trigger. Even though, you get it now? I see them often. So they are always ready. Hallelujah. So as believers, we should be always ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hold on, no matter anything that comes your way, the word of God. Although the seed may be life, we can only have that life if the field is good. Do you get that? Although the seed may have life, the seed has life to itself. But that life will not benefit you if it's yet to come into your heart. The word of God is powerful, but it's not powerful unto himself. It's powerful to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can have a weapon, and the enemy is coming at you. That weapon is powerful until you use it. Hallelujah. So let us see the potency in God's word. It's our life. It's our weapon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Even though God is trying to give us the word of God at this time, without a proper understanding, without a proper heart, we cannot receive that word and bear fruit. And the word of God, the goal of the word of God in our heart is to what? Is to bear fruit. Hallelujah. Is to bear what? Fruit. And fruit that lasts. Hallelujah. Is to bear fruit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I'm very, very sure in my heart that I've able to convince you the importance of God's word. If for a long time you have been neglecting God's word, it means you are cheating yourself. It's like you are postponing your blessing. You are postponing your fruitfulness. You are postponing your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Because nothing that will last, it will come via the word. See, the word I speak to you, their life and their spirit. Shall we rise up? Hallelujah. I pray to receive the grace, like Pastor Benga, to preach to 7:15. Hallelujah. I know the grace will come. Hallelujah. I want us to pray. Father, help my heart. Help my heart. Help me to receive God's word. Help me to receive God's word. Help me to position my heart in such a way as the word comes, it will make impact. Are you praying? Are you praying? I really want you to pray. And if you have not been reading God's word, I want you to repent. Hallelujah. I want you to repent. Lord, I receive grace to value your word at this point in time. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. Mashallah bagadaba. I receive grace. Breshakadabakadaba. I receive grace. Manasu brekedi alabo. Because there is life in the seed. There is life in God's word. There is life. There is life. I mean, there is life. Not this one. There is higher life. Zohe ha prashatala bagadaba. I receive grace. I receive grace to value God's word. I receive grace to position myself in a proper way. Mashakada bagadaba. Lia labogo si preliana mako shadaba zikato sapranda red do bogo do bogo do bo reshakatali alaba zikahindeli.